Hello there. Welcome to another extremely exciting and compelling edition of Lynch and Taco Off the Air, our weekly podcast from the Lynch and Taco Show on 101.1 WJRR.
Drip, drip, drip. That's the sarcasm dripping off what you just said.
Well, listen, we have no game plan going into this every week. We kind of just go wherever the road takes us.
We should just call it Three Guys Bullshitting.
Well, the marketability of that through our corporate parent probably not as acceptable as what we've got it currently titled.
Off the Air.
Yes.
So there's so much to get into. Obviously, right in front of us, Rockville, just like one of the biggest show. And to think of how, you know, this thing, remember before the hats were printed out, we had hats.
I have a hat on my dresser.
I have a hat on my workbench in my garage from Rockville that never happened. And
let's rewind even more than that before the hats.
When it was always in Jacksonville and we were battling with them?
No. Well, there was that. I'm happy to have Rockville now here in Central Florida, yeah. The inaugural event at Daytona International Speedway, which is fantastic. Well, you want to talk about the perfect place to have a concert where you can accommodate, well, literally as many people as you need to. Mm-hmm. No, remember, our boss comes to me almost, well, it was 2 years ago at this point.
It would be, right?
More than 2 years ago.
No, it was about 2 years
ago. It was in October of 19.
Wow.
Comes to me and says, I need you to fly out to San Francisco for one day to go to a press event and then come back right afterwards.
And immediately I go, awesome. Is it for both of us? You know, all about me. And I was soon quickly told, Gamble, nah, we're sending Pat.
And I'm like, for what? And where am I going? You're going to Metallica's headquarters, Metallica HQ, as they call it. I'm like, huh? Yeah, some big announcement that's going to be made, and it involves our area, and they want media representatives there. And, you know, so off I went.
And you're Mr. Metallica, so...
So I got to sit there at Metallica HQ and participate in this press event where this Welcome to Rockville, the move and the show and the lineup and all that was initially announced.
And I
almost
know,
over 2 years ago.
I remember your question that you asked because you guys were allowed to, a few people were allowed to ask a question, and you asked a question. Did you almost tell them at one point, just for the record, I was playing you guys on my pirate radio station before any other station even touched it?
No. This wasn't about me. This
you should have totally flexed, man. Come on.
No. I did. What was cool was the question I asked ended up going into an even bigger subject that I didn't envision. I had asked, Lars was the representative from the band who was, you know, announcing all the stuff and entertaining the questions, because Lars likes to talk.
Yeah, anything you ask him is going to branch into another subject.
I did the research, and I tried to figure out when it was announced that Metallica was going to headline Welcome to Rockville at Daytona International Speedway. I was like, this has got to be the biggest facility that they've ever played anywhere. And I looked, and I'm going, and I'm like, this, it's got to be. So I asked him that question, and he goes, physical size. He goes, you know what? He goes, very well could be.
He probably never even thought of it. No.
But he goes, but crowd size. He goes, if you're just going off crowd size, he goes, that show, that Russian show we did years ago was probably, you know, the most fans they had been in front of. And, you know, I followed that up with, I was like, well, I have no idea how many fans are going to end up showing up at Rockville. I go, Daytona International Speedway is a big damn place. He's like, yeah. And then that led to the opposite end of the spectrum where they played in Tuktoyaktuk, Arctic Canada for a beer promotion, which he brought up. And I said, yeah, I was at that show. He goes, are you kidding? You were at that show? I go, yeah. There's only 500 total people at that show. He goes, that was probably the most unique place we ever played. So,
what were you going to say, Gamble?
No, because I was going to say with like size, those European festivals, dude.
Oh,
they're
no.
Like seasons. But then I also go back to think about like the old shows when I used to, when there's footage of like Pink Floyd shows where it's just like a quite literal sea of people. And I'm trying to think like, I bet like I bet Metallica has played a show like that, and I got to assume that that's bigger than Daytona, but, right?
Well, it was Metallica and the Scorpions were on that lineup in Russia, and it was all the, you know, the whole when the wall in Berlin was coming down, and it was just a throng of people. It was like, you know, over 500,000 people at one point.
But again, the venue wasn't bigger, right, is what.
But I was thinking physical mm-hmm. venue, just because anybody, if you've never been to Daytona International Speedway, and you've only seen pictures of it or seen races, you cannot get a sense of just how big that place is. God. Until you go there, not only stand outside and look at it, but go inside the infield. You go, good Lord.
How about just when you have to walk from your broadcast area to the tent city out in the Geico area, Geico campground.
Never mind a broadcast or anything, just anybody who goes there.
I'm saying
you're putting in some steps.
If you're going from one corner, and Gamble, I want you to think this when we drive mm-hmm. in there, then it really puts it in perspective. If you're going from one corner of that track to the caddy corner, it's huge.
The track is 2.5 miles around.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, it says it all.
Yeah, so. It's going to be, I think it's going to be quite the sight this weekend. Weather looks like it's going to be very pleasant. We get a little bit of this rain out of here, today and maybe early tomorrow, but.
It's going to be beautiful.
And it's got, Sunday, the last day of the festival, might be a little chilly on Sunday night.
Friday's looking, I haven't checked over Daytona, but here, Friday is going to be like a little bit cloudy or whatever, but who cares? That's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's not looking rainy. And then Saturday and Sunday, sunny. It's gonna, yeah. But sunny and not beating hot, you know?
Tell you what, man, I would much rather be at a big festival like this time of year than in July or August.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Oof.
Speaking of big festivals, we're going to be announcing Earth Day Birthday, the next Earth Day Birthday on Monday. We just found out today. Yeah.
You and Gamble will be announcing mm-hmm. it. I won't be here on Monday.
Because Rockville.
Yeah, I'm going to need a morning of recovery.
I would imagine. I mean, you're going to be seeing, what would you say? It was Mudvayne, Skynyrd, and Metallica.
Are all on the last night.
Yeah. Back to back to back.
Anthrax plays on Sunday, too.
Do you guys think I should answer this phone call I'm getting right now?
What's it say?
Telemarketer.
Answer it. Put it on speaker.
No, I'm not answering.
Yes, put it on speaker.
You think I'm done?
Oh, come on. Let's have some fun with them.
No, then I'm on their list, and Bobby gets to have fun with them all the time. No, thanks.
Come on, don't you want to extend your car's warranty?
I can't even believe that you thought that I'd answer that. Hell no.
Oh, this is, speaking of getting unsolicited crap, 2 days in a row I've received this on my home email. Let me pull this up for you. Burial insurance.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Burial insurance. 2 days in a row they've sent this.
Never overlook it.
It makes me, you know, think that they know what point of my life I'm in right now.
They do.
And I'm on the backside of it.
It's not just this Apple phones, man. There's Androids. Everybody knows everything, dude. Burial insurance. Yeah, I really did. I thought about going to Rockville, and I was super tempted with the other day at the gym. Somebody walked up, and he goes, hey, are you going to Rockville? And I was like, you know, I didn't grab tickets because I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to waste anything. And I knew that they were tight on tickets. So I was like, Pat's going. He goes, oh, cool. And I say, he goes, well, you know, I have a condo out there. And he goes, and I have VIP parking. So I was like, ooh, wait. I mean, I don't know the guy that well, though, you know. And I know they like to party big. And so I'm like, huh.
For Taco to go to this, there'd be two things required here, and I know this from past experience.
I would need a nap.
Correct, which would mean he would need to be on site in somebody's RV where he could take the nap in the middle of the concert that was going on.
Yeah, and then go back out and enjoy the rest of the concert.
I still, to this day, the one that you slept through, and I just want to strangle you for it, is the Black Sabbath farewell tour that we took listeners to in Tampa. And
they'll play again.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they
won't. No, they won't.
They always do. All bands say that.
Gamble. Black Sabbath. Farewell tour.
You heard
take
this,
a
right?
Busload mm-hmm. of listeners. Taco walks inside. Two songs into the set.
More than that.
No, it wasn't. He says, I'm going to check on the bus. Turn around. He disappeared. Never saw him again until we left after the show. There he is, asleep.
I was actually in there watching movies for a while with the bus driver and the other guys. You forgot to mention the part about how seriously we partied on the way over there. And then when we got there, we're standing at an amphitheater in a field, and I was like, all right, him and Sean, our buddy Sean, are just fully 80s style rocking their heads like this. Like, they got big heads of hair still, you know, swinging, but they don't. So I'm like, God, they got to have headaches. Man, I'm tired of standing. So I go, I can sit. I sit down and I go, God, I'm out of beer. I went to go get a beer. I think I came back with the beer the first time, and I was like, all right, yep, I'm back. And then the next time, you know, halfway, that beer station's halfway to the RV.
It was perfect.
Tell you what, though, how about on the other end of that spectrum, the number of people who will be who are at Daytona International Speedway right now and will be there until Monday morning when they roll out of there and check out.
If that was the case, I'd be there drop of a hat. If I had an RV out there, like we normally did, like for NASCAR events or whatever, in a second, you know I love that life out there, just sitting there, because then I can go back to the RV.
But, it's all about the nap.
But with this, I've napped since I was a baby. You know, there's certain things that you do in life that you don't stop. Napping is mine. And but the staying with this dude, I was like, man, that's really cool, and I really thought about it. I'm like, but then he was talking about going on Friday, going tonight, obviously. See, maybe I should answer that. Now I got spammers coming through. I'm telling you, I get these calls all day, and I don't answer them, and I still get them. But so he's like, yeah, we're going to go check out this band. We're hoping they're all going to collaborate and play together. And I'm like, uh-oh, I hate that word collaborate. And then I'm like, wait, if those three are playing in like 3 o'clock hour or something, I'm thinking, how am I even going to meet them? Because I want to go home and take a nap. Yeah, there's the third call. Third call in 5 minutes.
Maybe you should answer. Maybe there's an emergency.
No, you hush.
When it says, that warranty must really be running. And today must be the last day for it.
It really is.
Spam risk. So I was like, you know, I could do that. And I go, wait, it's 3:30. They're going to be there. Metallica's not even going to play until when? I mean, later.
So our takeaway is you won't be there.
No.
Okay. All right.
And I love all the bands that are playing, and I've seen a bunch of them, and I've seen Metallica before. I would go just for the historic event that it is. And next year I'm going to push to somehow get an RV and broadcast from there, Gamble, and me and you stay in an RV, and maybe we can watch a movie like you wanted.
Be nice.
Is that ever going to happen, you guys, your movie, your date night? That seems to be something that kind of just fizzled out.
Probably happen. Who knows?
You really think we're going to watch a movie together?
He's the one who's pushing for that, not me.
If we are in an RV at Rockville and, you know, in between, I'm like, I gotta go take a nap for a little bit. On some A-Team movie or something.
Ugh. All right, enough of this. Came across this, thought I'd throw it out there.
Oh, I came across something too. Can I just throw it in real quick?
Go right ahead.
Winter is in critical condition.
Who?
Winter. It's the Dolphin, Gamble. You know who I'm talking about. You don't, from Dolphin's Tale?
What is that?
The kids movie?
I'm not a kid.
You didn't take your daughter knows Winter. My kids went and visited the tank in Clearwater.
Oh, it's the dolphin with like half a tail.
It lost.
You know, they made a movie based on a real story.
Oh,
yeah, called Dolphin's Tale. That I was just telling you.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think of like Shark's Tale. I'm thinking of all these animated movies. I'm like, what is he talking? No, there is Dakota Fanning's in it.
And the dolphin got his tail cut off in a.
And it's been in this tank ever since.
Yeah, it's like 16 years old now.
What, cancer?
No, it's just got a breathing illness. I mean, I guess maybe
COVID, dolphin COVID.
No, they said nobody else has it there. Maybe the blowhole's a little clogged. I don't know, but
respiratory blowhole COVID, man.
I just put
a dolphin respirator on.
All I went in, yeah, you could blowing the smoke in there. All I saw was the headline. It says dolphin, winter starved dolphin tail.
Oh no,
critical condition.
I think that's the dolphin that played the dolphin in the movie.
No, it's
the
dolphin.
Is that the real one?
Yeah, the dolphin in the movie was the real one, I think.
Was it? I don't know. I mean, they made a movie about Sully, but they didn't have him play himself.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks played him.
They made a movie about Jaws, and they didn't have Jaws play himself. They made a
No, Bruce, the animatronic.
Yeah. So what were you going to say, Pat?
I really have nothing else to add. Jaws, when you talk about the animatronic. Remember the Jaws thing at Universal?
It was like one of my favorite. It used to really scare. It legitimately, when I was a kid, it really scared me. I used to like cry, and it was hard to get me on it. And then like when I got, it was really scary. I always thought it was like real. And then when I got older, I liked Jaws a lot. So I liked the hokiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I wasn't terrified. Yeah. I cried a few times on the Jaws ride. I had a few of those boat riders. Some of those teenagers, when they really want to get into their role, when they pick up like the shotgun.
Right.
They really, like, I've ridden it before where the guy's like, oh, shark. And I've had a guy like jump up on the wheel like, I'm getting you out of here. And I like that guy.
Did your mom look at you when you were crying on that and say, hey guys, how you doing today? No. Did your mom look at you when you're sitting there crying as you go by Jaws and go, quit being a pussy?
No.
Okay. I'll admit this, is now that we're into theme park, when I was real young, I might have been scared of the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, you should cry at Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Gamble just straight up. He doesn't even go to scared. He just goes straight up. Yeah, I used to cry there.
You cried over? I didn't get to the point of tears.
Yeah, I didn't want to. It was so scary. I didn't want to like open my eyes. And then I opened my eyes, and it was like
the
it's just like once again hokiness that I was like, oh, this isn't scary.
What used to bother me was the room. You get in there and they close it off, or is the roof getting taller? Yeah, you know, you're a little kid. You're going, what the hell's going on here? You know, and the next thing you know, you're in the ride, and you think you're getting to safety, and you've got a ghost riding in there with you.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
And then the woman's head in the in the crystal ball.
You're a pussy for getting scared. I'm sorry. I don't know how old you were before I said.
A tyke.
I mean, I didn't like the room shrinkage or whatever because I was like claustrophobic, but what?
Well, I always just thought, I always tried. I've done it like one time, maybe two times, but actually timing out like a perfect fart for when the lights go out in that room.
So because everything's so quiet.
Yeah, because a kid sometimes will be like annoying and like yell out, which I get it. You're a kid, but to get something as natural as a fart,
that's beautiful.
It's everyone. You forget that you're in a room with the person. It's so funny.
One of the best videos ever is the guy in the grocery store who walks by, grabs the little walkie-talkie microphone, and goes. And puts it back up there.
Attention all shoppers.
Didn't even do it. Just ripped one. The one time I'll admit to being scared out of the theme park was when we had a molester chasing us around.
You said the
island place.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, you and your friends went.
Now, how do you know it was a molester?
And my brother Sliz, 100%. At the time, we didn't realize it. Remember they had the paddle boats out there, and then they had the little speed boats, and this single man maybe he saw us on the paddle boat and we're like, yeah, and whatever, and he's, you know, talking to us. We're in the middle of the lake, so not near anybody. And then he's like,
do you guys want to go get some mouse ice cream?
No, I think he did buy us some food too, because we're a little scummers, you know. But he goes, yeah, you guys want to ride those boats? And we're like, hell yeah, because you weren't allowed to ride them at a certain age without adult super. So we're like, yeah, you know,
this guy was your hero.
So he rents these, and then I don't know if it was Sliz, my brother Sliz, that kind of caught on and goes, dude, we need to kind of lose this guy. And we left, and then all of a sudden he popped up. And we're in the park at a totally different place, you know what I mean? And it's like, there he was, he popped up. What was the island that you went over to? Because that's how I brought this up last time with you guys. Remember the island that you took a boat over to? Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah.
Tom Sawyer's Island. There was somebody living out there, remember?
For
like 3 days.
No. So that wasn't Tom Sawyer Island. He was living at Discovery Cove, which used to be like a bird island. It used to be like they had an island that you could go out to. It's like no one's out there anymore. It's just an empty building.
Okay. Well, this was Tom Sawyer.
The Trapper's Cabin.
People do like to stay in the teepees at Tom Sawyer Island. They catch people all the time staying in those teepees.
I'm sure. And this guy would pop out of a teepee all of a sudden. We're like, dude, this guy has followed us now. He got on the boat or however it was you got onto the island. Now we're stuck on an island. And Sliz went up and reported him and said, man, there's a strange man following us all around. Earlier, you know, he paid for us to go on boats, but now he's like following us.
Tom Sawyer.
So that freaked me out a little bit.
What'd they do?
I don't know. We hauled ass.
Tom Sawyer Island also used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Well, because, okay, you probably haven't been in a while. There's, like, these different caves in Tom Sawyer Island that are, you know, it's just like a little, oh, walk through this, like, little cave. I would do this cave, and they would, like, set up a story, but my dad would always, like, tell me that, like, oh, there's way more to the story, and, like, people had died in the cave and stuff, and then he'd go in front of me. he'd go, like, way farther than you'd expect him to go to hide out just for, like, it would be a prank 2 minutes away. Like, he'd run ahead, and I'd be walking. He'd jump out. Like every single
time.
Yeah, I didn't like the cave.
Think what you'd do if a child molester jumped out.
Cry.
That was Gable's dad's version of the man with the golden arm story that all dads would tell.
What was that one again?
Bring me my arm, whatever the hell it was. I don't know.
I remember the title of it.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Those dad stories. Mm-hmm. All right. I got one other thing I wanted to bring up here. I don't know.
Teacups, I wasn't.
Oh, that was the worst.
Ridden them one time. Like, I'm not into spinning. Like,
always get talked into it. I remember going on our school field trip to Disney, which is probably the most badass field trip if you in hindsight, but for back then. But going on it and sitting there, and people are getting in line for the teacups, and I'm going, I really hate these things, but I didn't want to tell anybody and look like the weenie.
You got the one person who wants to spin that thing.
Oh, yeah. And there's the really pretty girl in my, because this is like elementary school.
Yeah,
so there's
fifth grade.
There's the really pretty girl that's in the class, and I'm like, I don't want her to know, but I am afraid to go on those teacups right now. When I was on the race cars trying to bang the thing off the tracks, I was a badass. But if you get me near those teacups, I'm going to shit my pants in the teacup. Because there's that guy, and you nailed it, Pat. He'll grab that wheel.
He's winding up, but like in line, he's ready.
Oh, I stretch in and stuff in the line, and you're going, get him away from me.
Pat, I do want to hear what you have to say so badly, but no, because it's right across. It's right across from teacups. The
Grand Prix is right across.
The Grand Prix. Okay, so have you ever had to drive it when you're in the passenger with your kid driving it?
Definitely.
You don't get anywhere because you're just like the kid's just hitting that railing left and right. Now you have like 10 cars behind you just yelling at you to go faster.
Yeah.
You got to tell them. You can see that it's a child driving.
That's where you reach over and grab the wheel and tighten it up.
But
when we were, and you know this because your dad works out there currently, which means you went a lot of times. Well, my friend's parents worked out there. So we were there every day during summer. Oh, we were there just all the time. That's when, you know, the sicko was, but. Also, that's when we learned that every now and then you could get one of those cars off the track.
Dude,
and I did it.
You got to go there so many times.
I did it. And let me tell you, it doesn't go over well when you do it. They freak out on you. And
was
I
it
go,
immediate? Like, you got off the track, and did they, like, shut stuff down, and they're running out there to get you?
No, I went off the track, and then, you know how they had the curbs, and I kind of bounced up on the curb a little bit, and then I was like, I've always wanted to do this. What do I do now? And I'm and then I go like this. I go and zoom, shut it down. And this guy comes running up. He's like, "You're out of here. You're never going on this again." And I was like, I was wanting to say, I don't care. I already did what I wanted to do.
That's all right. I'm going to go right over there to 10,000 leagues under the sea, which is only about 3 feet underwater. When you go down, you can still see the surface.
Yeah.
I remember those two right next to each other.
That's all right. I'm going to go over in the haunted house and smoke a bowl. We got caught smoking a bowl in haunted house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What were you going to say, Pat?
I came across this. Well, it's.
I mean, we're coming off of teacups and race cars. This is hardcore.
Discussion/debate over a new offensive word. Or it's not a new word. It's been deemed offensive, I guess, now.
What word is it?
Is the word hillbilly offensive?
Not if you're from the South, I don't think.
Do you want to hear where this had its genesis? That was in my arm. This isn't to hate on like
nobody
people
even,
who get offended by things, but I think like I think you have to be offended by something for it to be offensive. Like, I don't think there's a hillbilly who's really sitting there like, man, was I just called HB?
Well, there is, Gamble, H-word. And I looked it up because I was curious. I never in a million years thought hillbilly would offend anybody. It has its roots, though, as a derogatory term used to insult people who live in the hills of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Mine coal and
we
are poor and uneducated.
You didn't know that? I totally knew a hillbilly was based
specifically
on
West Virginia, though.
No, but based on somebody that lives up in the hills, and they're just like, duh, dumb redneck.
Now,
but I'll say it myself. We're rednecks. We're crackers. So I consider us hillbillies, even though all we have is Pine Hills.
Well,
you just
brought up my point here. If the word hillbilly is offensive, then by extension, so should redneck. If you really want to,
you know, for real, I think any word can be like cause that if like with used with enough hate behind it. Because like, let's say you get into like a fender bender with someone and they come out and they're like, "You dumb effing hill!" Like if they call you a dumb hillbilly like that, you're probably gonna be a little offended. Like I am technically from the South. Like
yeah,
like I think if you use enough vitriol with any word, it can be offensive.
I never in a million years took hillbilly or redneck as being offensive. They're just slang terms for, you know, what we just discussed, and you never really gave much thought to it. And I guess that's the problem, is people give too much thought now mm-hmm. to things and read stuff into
to
it.
To everything.
Whether or not it's what you just described, when it's used in an angry, just nasty, mean, you could do that with a lot of words.
Yeah.
The Redskins. That was an actual tribe, was it not?
Well, no, that was a term used for Indians.
They said that their skin was like red in color.
Yeah, I heard that.
But I mean, you could this has to stop somewhere is what I'm getting at. You could go down and start drilling down on all sorts of words used in an angry tone that now all of a sudden it's gone from just a word to, well, it's just offensive altogether and you shouldn't use it anymore.
When you brought up this topic, that's one of the first things I said. I was like, what word isn't offensive now? I mean, and I was being literal because everything, oh, no, you can't say that. It's like,
I was watching an old episode of Law and Order the other day.
Watch an old Archie Bunker episode.
Well,
or an old Sanford and Son.
What did they say that kind of caught you?
The word retarded and retard was used several times.
When you hear...
Mm-hmm. I heard retarded last night in Friday Night Lights. I heard him say retarded.
But again, just as hillbilly, the way the word retard and retarded used to be used, there was two different ways of using it. It was used as to describe an actual condition of somebody and their mental development.
It's an argument.
Or lack thereof.
The argument for the word retard has been forever because, like you just said, it is a quite literal scientific term. It has been used throughout history.
Mental retardation.
But we can't call them that. And it's like, well, if you don't call someone a retard to be mean, like another word is going to replace that word.
Just when you put quotes around it, doesn't make it okay.
I know, but I'm saying like if you don't like, there's always going to be some people don't like the term disabled. Some people don't like the term learning disabled. Like there's different things that people say like you mm-hmm. shouldn't say, and it's like
Hey, you're exactly right.
You're just replacing one word with another, and at one point it does get tiring because, like, I guess from someone like me, I don't want to offend anyone, so it gets exhausting trying to figure out exactly what I have to say for everyone.
Or not say,
but
just as exhausting.
But I will say, with 99% of people that I interact, I mean, like, making the effort to, like, not offend someone it goes such a far way. You know, like...
You can offend us, by the way.
I know,
it's fine.
But I guess I'm just saying, like, if I misgender someone, like me making the effort to try to correctly gender them, like that goes a long way in a lot of
people. Do you have a dick?
No, but just saying, like, what pronouns do you prefer?
See,
you mean like what title?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that no offense, but that is never ever going to be part of my thought process.
It is
it's
like
just
I get
not.
That.
It's just not.
And I don't know how people can expect it to. I don't know how people expect people of a certain age to just 180 their life.
Yeah.
I've seen it done with a relative, and it's...
My point is this. You know, if you want to identify as whatever, be my guest. Don't be upset when the entire world doesn't come to a grinding halt to agree to seek you out and identify you by whatever you're identifying as on a particular day.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the world's not going to come to a grinding halt and do that.
You know, and I guess that's why sometimes I get so upset with like certain stories we talk about, because I feel like there's such a vocal minority of transgender people, of people within the LGBTQ community that are actually making such a fuss over things the majority of people don't care. Like they, like,
oh yeah, it's the
okay.
Sticklers.
The one thing when we were talking about like Mr. Potato, do you remember forever ago when Mr. Potato Head became Potato Head? And there was a story that people were outraged. I didn't know a single outraged person
because that's you're making the point here. Mm-hmm. This is the problem. If you are outraged about something that doesn't outrage the majority of people, you end up winning way too many times because all you got to do is get online or social or get in the right person's ear who can amplify that, and it keeps getting said and it keeps getting said and it keeps getting said.
Squeaky wheel.
Right, and the next thing you know, oh, we're all forbidden from doing this, saying that, or thinking this, and that's, that's just scary to me, man.
Yeah. That back to the word, like when I heard retarded in the thing, I was taken aback. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, and we used to say that on the air because it was a normal word at that time.
It's just straight ball busting is how it was used 90% of the time.
Because, I mean, you have mentally challenged people in your family.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I got a brother who's straight up right now. But, no, I do. I know people from my church. So the last thing you'd ever want to do is hurt somebody's feelings that truly is mentally handicapped, you know? Like, you look back, and I used to every now and then feel bad. I'd like look back in church, I'm like, man, that child had one life, and he was born with this. But you know what? For him, it's fine. He's like, cool, man, you know, happy and this and that. But I felt bad for the times that I had said that word, you know, busting balls.
I was talking with my doctor when I had my annual physical the other week, and he's black. And he said to me straight up and just...
What's up, honky?
No, he
pull
said,
your britches down. I'm going to finger you.
I was about to say prostate.
We were... Of course I get that done, but we were just talking about... me and him agree on a lot of the same stuff, just worldview. Mm-hmm. And one of his things was, he goes, man, he goes, all you hear about now is racist this and racist that and whatever. He goes, man, he goes, we're about the same age. You know what it was like growing up. He goes... It was a lot more fun back then. Might have been a lot more racist, but it was a lot more fun. Because it only, you know, there's always going to be jerks, is the point he was trying to make. But now, everything is made a huge deal out of.
Magnified.
Probably a way bigger deal than it ever needs to be. And I think that's what he was trying to say.
As you said it before, everything's magnified now.
So can we use hillbilly or not use hillbilly?
So anyway, you know, everybody gets offended. Pull down your pants, fat white boy.
Pat, whatever you want to say behind closed doors while your phone is turned off.
And the TV's turned off because it can record you too.
And your smart speakers.
Isn't that incredible that it's come to this?
Yeah, if you want to get, you can say it underwater. If you can go underwater.
Nope. I don't even know if you can do that. There's
the
acoustic.
Yeah. Comes up in the bubbles because I've said it before. I've been under there and gone, look at her ass. And then I come up and my wife goes, I heard you. So did the whole pool area. You can hear people underwater.
You're right.
As well. You can hear them with the bubbles. If I say something like, gobble, and he goes, rope, you can hear. But also.
Did you just call me a hillbilly underwater?
Also, under you can look in there and be like, hey, look at that. We used to do the bubble sensation when we were younger. Swim by chicks and blow bubbles up right underneath their puss. I learned it all with a babysitter. That could have. It was the other side of the molestation thing where my friends Chris and Kim had this smoking hot babysitter who was. When I say smoking hot, we were like 7 or 8, and she was like, I don't know, 16 or 17. And I swam under and did the bubble sensation. She goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that. And, like, was kind of into it and stuff. I made out with her. Little ass kid kissed her. I was like, all right.
This was your babysitter?
Wasn't my babysitter. It was my friend's babysitter. We were just over there swimming in the pool.
Did she let you smoke cigs?
No. It wasn't smoking. These are my serious soccer days and stuff. But I knew how to blow bubbles up the crotch. This is the best ever. You'd swim by somebody and go, you do it like the.
Wait, what would you do?
And then you could shoot them to the side a little bit so the bubbles would come out and then go up. It was great. All the time. Favorite pastime.
All right. Thank you for checking out Lynch and Taco's Off the Air podcast. Hopefully no one was offended. We're never out to offend anyone. We're just out to have some fun.
Nah, of course.
Bunch of hillbillies.
Remember when our slogan on the show was, we make fun of everybody, but we make fun of ourselves first.
Of course.
That has been a slogan of this show for 25 years, and it's still, hopefully people know, we don't try to offend people.
That's actually a good rule to live by in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'd be a lot less tension if we all did.
Well, that's the do on to others almost, right?
It really is. Yeah. Or don't.
Yeah.
All right.
Skedaddle.
See you later. Have a great day.